Hi, I'm Alan Weiss from Howling Dog International, and there you hear some island music because that's where consultants go all the time, to the islands and on vacation. This is the way I see it, and I'm here to tell you it's not the economy, even though a lot of people wish it were. I want to slam the lid on that kind of a myth. There are people in my mentor program who are gaining new appointments every week. They're seeing buyers, submitting proposals. These are regular occurrences for them. A regular amount of new business is going to be closed. It's not the economy. There are others in the program, though, who are struggling to get an appointment. They settle for gatekeepers instead of buyers. They complain their calls aren't returned when they follow up. But that's the normal state of affairs. Here are the differences I've seen between those two positions. And this is controllable and modifiable. In other words, though the economy is a handy excuse for poor business, it's not really the true cause. Number one, articulate a clear value proposition, or propositions, plural. If you don't know or can't articulate what fundamental value you provide to the client, that is, how is the client better off when you walk away, then how can a prospective buyer know what it is, him or herself? Many people struggle with this because they prefer to do what's comfortable or interesting or talk forever about their methodology. Sorry, no one cares. I certainly don't. They only care about how they are better off when you leave. I just love consulting firms and practitioners who tell me what their vision, mission, and values are. I don't care. I don't care about what mine are. Why do I care about what yours are? Two, insist on meeting buyers. Meeting people repeatedly who can't sign a check is worse than not meeting anyone at all because you've lost irreplaceable time. Too many consultants are intimidated by true buyers, and they settle for human resource types and trainers and other intermediaries. Over 80% of the time when I ask someone who can't get a response or needed information, with whom have you been dealing, they really indicate it's not the buyer. Stop kidding yourselves. Number three, internalizing that this is the marketing business and allocating appropriate time is really somewhat essential. Imagine being a pianist and not practicing, or a realtor and not advertising for listings, or a reporter who isn't seeking out new stories. You can't consult about anything, no matter how good you are, if no one hires you. Consequently, marketing has to be on the calendar every week. And it's a senseless bromide to believe that you can't market if you're implementing a project. You can always write articles, send out emails, call people, network, ask for referrals, and so forth. Come on, that's old stuff. I guarantee that if marketing activities are not on your calendar with committed time allocated, then you're simply not marketing enough or very well. Number four, focus on value. Every time I hear someone bemoan that the competition is undercutting them on price, or that the prospect claims that the consultant's too expensive, I know it's happened. There's been an insufficient focus on value. Quote, we don't have that kind of money, unquote, is the same pseudo-lament as we don't have the time. Of course they have the time. Of course they have the money. They simply choose not to spend it on you. The results aren't apparent. The ROI proposition you're providing is insufficient and inadequate. It's amazing that so many consultants will readily lower price, which direly affects their livelihood, but won't consider working harder to promote value, which is positive in terms of an impact on their future. I don't get it. Finally, asking for help when needed from the right sources is somewhat important. If you're sitting around groaning about your fate with a bunch of other people doing exactly the same thing, the chances are 100% that no one in that circle has the will or the innovation to break out of the doom loop. The best people in my mentoring programs, coaching programs, and community are the ones who use it the most, the ones I see the most. Finding commiseration is a poor alternative to finding new ideas, better approaches, and relief. And you know, there's a growing multitude of boot camps and certifications today, largely perpetrated by unsuccessful professionals who've decided it's easier to try to sell to colleagues than it is to sell to their original prospects. Beware of anyone who doesn't have his own or her own superb track record in the area in which they claim they can help you. When I want ski instruction, I don't want someone sitting with a brandy in the chalet. I want to see their rear end in front of me as we traverse the slope. So listen. It's not the economy, it's our own excellent practices and discipline that propel us upward, or our own sloth and self-indulgence which weighed us down. The choice is ours. That's both good news and bad news, right? But that's the way I see it. Now let's all go to the island, shall we?